I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Rising food prices are adding to the problem of growing hunger as the Horn of Africa grapples with its worst drought in more than a half century. Bright Hope International's Craig Dyer says responding wasn't the question. Rather than reinvent the wheel, Dyer says they'll do what they do best through the local church.
There's other agencies that are bigger than us that have come in with immediate needs. So we immediately go to the next level and say, what can we do for longer-term needs, water issues, agricultural issues, even jobs training, and especially evangelism and church training.
Next, criminal charges are looming over a South Asian pastor for helping a believer enroll in a Bible college. According to Gospel for Asia, villagers were outraged with Pastor DeHaven and had him arrested on July 28th, charging him with forced conversion of a woman. DeHaven was imprisoned for a week until his release last Thursday on bail. The criminal charges against him still stand. He's currently getting ready for a court hearing. Pray that the charges against him are dropped. And after the 24th annual Christmas in August fundraising event, For Haiti with Love can look forward to bringing joy to 1,500 kids this Christmas. Eva DeHart says the funds couldn't come at a more crucial time.
There hasn't been that much done since the earthquake. There still are no jobs. There are a lot of mission groups that are just totally pulled out of Haiti now. And so the challenges are really growing.
The kids will get a break from these tough situations at the December 25th celebration, where they'll get toys, toiletries, and the message of Christ's love. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to go on a short-term mission trip but can't afford it? How about a free trip to either India or Nepal to deliver blankets to the needy? Win the Global Action Mission Trip Contest and you could go for free. Activate your name now at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.